Welcome back. Now, just as we manage the page structure with rows, we can also manage it with columns. And if we hover over this column area, we can manage the existing columns. What you'll notice is that when we hover over this column and we click the edit button, you'll actually be editing the actual column that you see on the page. So for example, if we click the full column button, you're going to see a menu come up and you'll then be able to edit the settings. You'll have all of the same settings that were available inside of the row area. If we go to the advanced settings, we can change the styles, and we can also change the animation just as we can change them in other elements, and you'll also see an additional element associated with the column area. For example, you can see certain elements in a column appear when the page loads, and you can control how that column appears. Now, in this case, we will not be adding additional columns to this page, therefore you do not have that option available. Once you have completed your options, you can then click Save. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.